Moving down the ticket, let's turn to the attorney general's race. So the current AG, John Southers, who's a Republican, is term limited. Who's likely to try to fill his seat?
The only announced candidate right now is former Adams County District Attorney Don Quick, a Democrat. He's widely respected. He's generally seen as a relatively moderate candidate, but he could face a primary opponent. Senate Majority Leader Morgan Carroll from Aurora says she is considering a run very seriously. She's trying to decide if it's worth giving up her leadership role in the legislature to make that bid. And I think she and Quick could be an interesting study in contrast, because it sounds like she would want to take the office in a more activist direction in terms of pursuing consumer interest lawsuits against big corporations or industries, the way attorney generals in states like New York have done.
How about the Republican side in the AG's race?
It's a very open secret that on the Republican side, House Minority Leader Mark Waller plans to run for that position. Beyond his legislative experience, Waller is also an assistant district attorney in El Paso County, so he has a lot of prosecutorial experience. And also rumored to be throwing her hat into the ring is Assistant Attorney General Cynthia Kaufman. She's the wife of Congressman Mike Kaufman. And I thought it was notable that both Cynthia Kaufman and Mark Waller were on hand last week to loudly denounce the governor's decision granting an indefinite reprieve to Nathan Dunlap.
Okay, that's the field for attorney general. Secretary of State is another important statewide election, and that race is wide open, right?
It didn't look like it was going to be, actually. Secretary of State Scott Gessler had already launched a reelection campaign earlier this year before switching his focus to the governor's race. I've heard there are several Republican county clerks who would like to replace him on that side. And I think one thing that could be very telling in that primary is that there was a big election bill in the state legislature this spring that had Democratic legislative support but did have some Republican clerks supporting it. And so I think it could become an issue in the primary if you have Republican clerks who supported the election reforms and ones who didn't, vying for the top election official role.
And this was a bill that allowed a number of things, including registering on Election Day.
Exactly. Yeah. And sending mail-in ballots to every voter. A lot of big changes. For Democrats, I understand that they are looking to have CU Regent Joe Nagus as their candidate. Nagus practices employment law with Holland and Hart and is expected to announce his candidacy sometime in the coming weeks.